First Class, Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, triple nickel maintainers, and innovation in EOD technology. The 555th Fighter Generation Squadron at Aviano Air Base is responsible for supporting the mission of the fighter squadron by maintaining and rapidly deploying mission-ready F-16 Fighting Falcons and airmen. The Fighter Generation Squadron structure allows a smaller, dedicated group of maintainers to work closely with the respective fighter squadron, creating a unity of culture and identity.
Airmen in the 555th FGS work in a dynamic environment and are at the forefront of multiple Air Force-wide readiness programs, including the Agile Combat Employment and multi-capable airmen concepts. Chief Master Sergeant Brandon Clask, 555th Fighter Generation Squadron Senior Enlisted Leader, explains how the Triple Nickel FGS supports the 31st Fighter Wing's mission.
There's three 31st Fighter Wing missions, and we're intertwined with all three of them, but I'll really focus on the second one. So the first one's secure the base, second one's generate combat air power, and the third is ready to deploy and fight from home. So it's pretty easy to see where F-16s fall into the generate combat air power, and that is primarily how we support the 31st Fighter Wing mission.
Clask also says that the Triple Nickel works 24-hour ops, and he is thankful for all the hard work the airmen put into the mission every day, rain or shine. I'm Senior Airman Jenna Bond, AFN News.
Innovation in EOD technology. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Jasmine Granger. The Air Force Research Laboratory is leading the development of a new system to enhance precision for explosive ordnance disposal robots. In partnership with the Air and Space Force Tech Connect service, the new technology aims to improve precision and safety for EOD personnel by increasing depth detection while controlling robots during counter improvised explosive device operations. Current robots rely on two-dimensional cameras to determine depth. The upgraded system utilizes infrared sensors and LED lights to better mitigate risk in a three-dimensional environment. Technical Sergeant Daniel Trombone, 99th Civil Engineer Squadron EOD team leader, says precision is everything for an EOD technician because there's no room for error. He adds, it's critical for technicians to solve as many problems as possible with their robots before directly exposing themselves to danger. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class, Brandon Nelson.